everyone. It's your girl, the Queen of NE, and I'm so excited to tell you about my show, Queen's Court. It's an awesome, fun, super interactive podcast led by yours truly, bringing you some awesome interviews, some great collabs, and just enjoying discussing our beloved sport of wrestling. You can find me on Twitter at the Queen of NE, on Instagram at xthequeenofne, and of course my podcast, Queen's Court, on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are out. I encourage you to come take a listen to something new, something fresh, and something that you can only have when you hold court with the Queen.
What's up, everybody? It has been such a long time since I've been able to talk to you. This is your boy, the illustrious one, Matt Granberry. Welcome back to Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. As many of you kind of know, I've had some personal issues that I have been able to take care of. That's over and done with, and I am feeling extra salty today to talk to you guys. Oh, this is just... it's so good to get back into podcasting. It's so good to get back into talking about wrestling. I love it. I love it. And I just want to say thank you to all the people that I've talked to over the past couple weeks. Really, I appreciate it. All the love and support out there. Thank you so much. But let's get right into it, okay? What we're talking about today, death matches. Now, some people absolutely cannot stand death matches. Some people just, they don't have anything for them. Other people, they love them. I happen to love them. Now, of course, you got, you know, your TLC and your, you know, your hardcore matches or your extreme rules matches, whatever you want to call them. But when you come down to really true death matches, the difference is TLCs and Extreme Rules, yeah, people are going through tables, people are getting chair shots and whatnot, but there's no color. And what I mean by that, there's no blood. In true death matches, there's blood. And the reason why I'm talking about that this subject today is, well, over the past 2 or 3 years, death matches have really, really gotten to become popular, at least the way I see it. They have really, really gotten to be, you know, more accepted by the mainstream wrestling community. They used to be kind of just a subculture in the wrestling community. It's like, oh, you're a deathmatch fan. Okay, whatever. And with promotions out there such as GCW and CZW, which I highly recommend anybody who is a fan of deathmatches, I would highly recommend those two promotions. And of course there's the old ECW back in the day, but those promotions that I just talked about, GCW, CZW, they really followed a formula that worked for the old ECW, and that is, yes, there's blood and guts, yes, there's, you know, hardcore death matches and light tubes, can't forget the light tubes, and, you know, all sorts of brawling and deathmatch action, but there's also good, solid wrestling matches. Technical wrestling, high flying. It you know, you can see that in these promotions. MLW is another promotion that has done kind of, I wouldn't say just full-on death matches, but they're not afraid to show some color. So there's another promotion if you're into, you know, really hardcore deathmatch scene. Again, not as much as like GCW or CZW. Definitely not as much as BJW. That's a Big Japan Wrestling, and you want extreme, you want out there, you want a really hardcore deathmatch scene. Yeah, check that. Those guys are crazy. But again, the reason why I bring this subject up is, you saw a really good rise in death matches. Now, you know, we call them death matches. You know, no one actually really dies, but man, it's brutal. They are brutal. But you saw their own kind of stars rise up. Guys like Ricky Shane Page, Jimmy Lloyd, Old Mance Warner, and of course, you know, everyone's favorite, Nick fucking Gage. And that is how you properly pronounce his name. And I bring up this because with all this quarantine stuff and coronavirus, which I hope it ends very, very soon, but I hope everyone is staying safe. With that, I asked myself the question, and I ask you, my fellow wrestling fans, with the rise of death matches from the past 2 or 3 years and the popularity that they gained, and, you know, of course, they might have always been popular, but again, just to me, in the last 2 or 3 years, they've really, really gained momentum, especially in the mainstream wrestling community. Will that momentum continue once this pandemic is over? Will they continue to be as popular? Will they just pick up where they left off, or will they have to try again to get more and more people to watch them, or more and more people to get over to their side? That's kind of what I was going with this. And I hope so, because, you know, if a death match is done right, it's very entertaining. If it's done wrong, it's just a car wreck. Yeah. But, you know, who can look away from a car wreck? But still, you know, are death matches going to be as popular as they were? I don't know. That's the question I'm posing to you, the wrestling community. I'm posing to myself, too. I hope they are, because death matches are what they are. They are popular. Are they going to be as popular as they were, you know, before this coronavirus shit hit the fan? I don't know. And I hope they don't go anywhere. I hope that they're still able to, you know, be a huge part of wrestling shows. And, you know, I'm hoping that wrestling promotions such as GCW or CZW, you know, even those wild, outrageous guys over at Big Japan Wrestling, you know, I hope they're able to still do what they do, because obviously people watch their promotions and they're very, very popular. You know, you look at, you know, again, the formula, you go back to the old ECW, and it's the hardcore barbed wire and light tubes and tables and chairs mixed in with good technical wrestling or you know, whatever. And it's a good mixture. People, you know, just oversee these great wrestling matches because they're, you know, there's this guy over here that has a cinder block on fire and he's about to pile drive the other guy into it. Now, again, I know some people are just like, nope, death matches are not for me. I don't watch that shit. And that's fine. It's not for everybody. It isn't. But to the hardcore enthusiast, you know, it is what, you know, they want these matches to stick around, and I don't blame them. I want them to stick around. Now, here's another question. Will the death matches, you know, how far is too far? I mean, we've seen no rope barbed wire matches. We've seen, you know, light tubes galore. You know, will there be other weapons involved, you know, going forward in deathmatch history? You know, we've seen cinder blocks. We've seen on fire cinder blocks. You know, we've seen baseball bats wrapped in barbed wire. Again, I bring up the light tubes because mostly a lot of, you know, light tubes have become the norm in the deathmatch scene. You know, you can't have it's not a proper death match nowadays unless you have light tubes. So what's going to be the next big weapon to come into the deathmatch scene? What's going to be you know, are they going to be even more extreme than they already are? I don't know how you could get more extreme, but, you know, you can. I mean, I'm sure there's some sick puppy out there going, huh, I wonder if we could do this. You know, I've shared one match with some of my friends, and all I got to say is piranhas. Anyway, yeah, just look it up. Just look it up. It's out there. But I don't know. I mean, the future of death matches, I think, is going to be okay. That's just my own personal opinion. You know, you ask somebody else, they may say, oh, no, it's not going to be as popular as it once was. Or it could be just, you know, it'll still be around, but, you know, it's plateaued. Or, you know, it's going to reach new heights, new glories. You know, I don't know. I don't know, but for me personally, I hope that the deathmatch scene continues to evolve. You know, I hope that it continues to, you know, I hope it continues to stick around, because let's face it, whether you want to admit to it or not, seeing two guys bloody each other up, I don't know, you just can't look away from it. So, again, I'm not trying to speak for everybody. Some of y'all might just be thinking, no, that's not for me. And again, if it's not for you, that's fine. That's fine. It's all right. You know, it's okay. But for the rest of us sick freaks, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we hope that we stick around and we get to see, hopefully, it evolve. Maybe it won't. I don't know. That's why I'm posing the question today. I want to hear from you. Hit me up at IllustriousMG40 on Twitter. Let me know what you think about this. Let me know what you think about everything. You know, that's what I'm on there for. All right, well, that's all I got for today, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you so much to everybody who showed me support over the past couple of weeks. Did have some personal issues, like I said, at the beginning of this episode. They've been taken care of. They're going to be taken care of. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to move forward. And I just really want to thank everyone out there. I want to thank everybody for listening as well. Thank you for all the support you give to the DYWTSB family. Be sure to check out PowerSlam TV. Promo code DYWTSB. 1 month free. After that, it's $5.99 a month. I think they're almost at 7,000 hours, if not 7,000 hours of the best independent wrestling on the face of the planet. Check them out. Check out all of us, Mort, Pops, Queen, all the Beef Crew. We thank you so much for all your listening, all your support. And until next time, everybody, stay safe out there. Support each other in our mutual love of pro wrestling, and be kind to one another. In this day and age, that's key. More than ever, let's be kind to one another. Okay, everybody, we'll see you later. Bye.